Welcome to the Me, Myself, and Her podcast and another episode of Mental Mondays, a bite-sized dose of inspiration to jumpstart your mind as you prepare for a productive week. Today, we're going to talk about shifting our Monday mindset. What if we choose to evolve and grow in the way that we view Mondays? Many of us, we already know that Mondays have a bad reputation. There's all types of memes and conversations about the dreaded Monday. So there's a belief system around what Mondays mean for us. For many, it means the end of rest, relaxation, fun, and social engagements, and the beginning of a hectic, demanding, or stressful work week. But what if we evolve in how we view, perceive, and move as we are approaching and engaging with our Mondays? How much more focused, productive, satisfied, fulfilled might we be if we decide to view Mondays differently? What if we choose to view Mondays as a symbol for a fresh start and new opportunities? That our Mondays offer us a chance to set the tone for the week ahead, to pursue our goals with a renewed vigor. Although Mondays have a bad reputation for being daunting, challenging, overwhelming, or disruptive, they also hold the potential for growth, success, and positive change. Have you ever noticed that when people are talking about a lifestyle shift, for example, starting a new workout routine, eating healthier, going to the gym, or doing something new, that Mondays are normally the day that they say they're going to do it? Mondays, a symbol for fresh starts and new opportunities. It's all about embracing the day with a mindset of possibility and seizing the opportunity to make it a great day. I want to share a few things that you can do to shift your Monday mindset from negative to positive and impact how you approach the rest of the week. The first thing is start with gratitude. Begin your Monday by reflecting on the things that you're grateful for versus the things that you hate, the things that are stressful, the things that are overwhelming. Focus your attention and your intention on what you're grateful for. One of the things that I recognize is that there are so many people who are praying for the things that I complain about. They wish that they could get up on a Monday and do their work. They wish that they had a passion project that they could be working on. They wish that they could help people. So I am very careful about complaining about the things that I have to do, and I reframe it and say, these are the things that I get to do. Another way that we can shift how we engage with Mondays is to create a morning ritual or routine. This could include exercise, meditation, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee while setting your intention for the day. And for some of us, our morning ritual or routine that helps us to be energized, rested, and refueled is going to start the night before. It's going to start on Sunday evening, where you make sure that you have good rest, where you make sure that your clothes for Monday morning, that it's already set up, that you already know where your keys are, that you have your bag all ready to go. So you start the morning focused and organized versus having that frazzled energy where your stress levels are already up before you walk out the door. The last thing I want to touch on related to shifting our Monday mindset from negative to positive is to focus on solutions, not problems. I don't know about you, but it seems that what can goes wrong on Mondays. It seems like attitudes and bad moods are the worst on Mondays. So you may potentially walk into an environment where you're trying to be peaceful. Your intention is to have a peaceful Monday, and you're encountering certain moods and attitudes that are trying to knock you off your game. I encourage you to focus on solutions, not problems. So ask yourself, how can I be the solution to this challenge, to this problem? So instead of dwelling on, why did that person speak to me in that way? With such rudeness. Instead of doing that, ask yourself, how can I be the solution in this situation? And that may mean walking away. That may mean assertively addressing the issue with the individual. But how can you be the solution versus a part of the problem? That's it for today's episode. Don't forget to stay mindful and master your mental as you prepare for a growth-focused week.